Let's go to Tim in Baltimore. Tim, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys doing today?
Great.
Well, my comment is this. I was hoping to move out of state to escape all this socialist nonsense here going on in Maryland, but I guess I'm just going to have to find another third world country, at least with a warm beach somewhere.
You know, you're joking about that. I saw commercials on the air the other day for Belize.
Yeah, Belize and Costa Rica, man. Belize about all the time.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I was watching the commercial the first two times I saw it. I couldn't hear the audio on it. I could just see the pictures. At first, I didn't even realize it was Belize. It looked like Bora Bora. And then when I saw it, I figured, okay, this is from a travel agent. They're trying to, you know, entice people to vacation there. It's from Belize trying to encourage people to move there. You have Belize is talking about what a great capitalist society it is, how they speak English in Belize.
Costa Rica is the same way.
And Costa Rica is the same way.
That's all I got to say.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Let's go to Chris on his cell. Chris, how you doing?
Hi, Jimmy. I'm glad I had the chance to settle down before you brought me on, because that guy's got my blood boiling as well. I just don't believe a word that this guy says, because a few months ago, he was speaking out for Martin O'Malley's gun bill.
Yes.
And when I heard he was on there, I jumped online, and here's a quote from the Washington Post. This gun bill will save lives in Maryland as it has in other states. And since October 1st, how many killings have we had in Baltimore City?
Chris, here's the thing, if we didn't have this draconian piece of legislation, this many more lives would have been lost, is a ludicrous argument. You're trying to prove a negative. There is no way to validate that information. It is, you can just throw it out there and defend it because you want to, but there is no logical proof to it.
Exactly. And that woman who called in earlier with her blood boiling, I totally agree with her. He said right after she got off the phone that he didn't think there was any deductible that was as high as $6,000. Well, I hardly think that poor woman brought that number out of thin air. And especially after she said she works in the healthcare industry, I can't believe this guy's a professional Kool-Aid pusher.
Look, Jack just pulled it up. It's a $5,000 deductible on the bronze plan. That's from the ACA website.
Exactly. I don't think that woman just pulled that number out of thin air. I think that a good counter to this guy is, next time you have him on there, bring Dan Bongino in there, because that poor guy lost his health insurance as well.
Look, I have lots of wealthy friends that have lost their insurance because they didn't mind paying a high deductible. They were looking for coverage that would provide them with catastrophic coverage if they needed it. You know, the 67-year-old guy that isn't married didn't need maternity care. Didn't need mammograms.
Exactly.
It all comes back, Chris. Again, and I'll keep saying the same thing, that a politician in a distant capital knows better how to run your life than you do yourself. It is that simple. This is not about shared sacrifice. This is not about, because Chris is going to have a beer, I need to be involved in your life because your health care costs are going to be pushed onto me. You know, I mean, this is a meritocracy. This is America 101, all right? It's inalienable rights, the right for me to enjoy my civil liberties as long as I don't infringe on yours. This is not about the government dictating what kind of light bulbs we use, what kind of car we drive, how we eat, what insurance we have. I'll tell you something, okay? You know, we hear about people that are fleeing from the state of Maryland into Florida or where have you.
Right.
We talk all the time about the millionaires that are leaving. The people that are rich, I'm not talking, you know, rich, but I don't know. They're, you know, they got about 3 million assets. Okay. They're doing pretty well. Let me tell you, these people are going to leave the country. They're going to go to Belize. They're going to go to parts of Mexico. They're going to go to Costa Rica. They're going to, and when this country is left with nothing but people that need the assistance from others, if you want to see what that America looks like, take a look at Detroit. This is not that far down the road. Chris, thank you very much for the phone call. I appreciate it.
Sure. Bye-bye.
This is not a 20, 25 year plan, guys. It's really not. We are seeing across the country what happens with states that cannot get their spending under control. We are looking at the problems with pensions, with unfunded liabilities. You know, we talk all the time about the debt being $17 trillion. We're talking about over $180 trillion in unfunded liabilities. This past year, the U.S. Treasury collected more money in taxes than any year in the history of the country. Yet we're still running $800 billion deficits. And the president thinks that's a wonderful thing. Because they're not trillion-dollar deficits. He's not going to have any debt talks without more revenue being on the table. Are you joking? You have people that can't put food on the table. That's why we have 60 million people. on food stamps. And we're talking about more money. The people with the money will leave. And those of us that are left here, that are stuck here, are going to be living in cities like Detroit. Cities and states that don't have the privilege of being intertwined into Washington, D.C. the way Maryland and Virginia are. And every state across the union that adopts these liberal philosophies, they're all bankrupt. From California to Maryland to New York, and you can sit here and throw as many little common cores as you want out there. You can blackmail the states with federal dollars. You can totally erode the 10th Amendment. Get rid of states' rights. You can socialize medicine, however you want to classify that. When the healthcare system is being run by the IRS and regulatory agencies, that's socialized medicine. Just because the final port happens to be a private insurance company, it's still socialized medicine. You can call that a dog whistle. You can call it racism. You can call it whatever you want. But at the end of the day, that's what it is. Be right back.